Good morning from the White House in Washington. This day, October 16, 1940, will forever be an historic date in the lives of the American people. Historic because, for the first time, civilians register for military service in peacetime. Here in Washington, the capital of the nation, approximately 96,000 young men will fill out registration cards. In New York, there will be more than a million. In Chicago, hundreds of thousands. In every city, every village, men between 21 and 36 will fill out the little yellow cards, which may be their first step toward a year in our armed forces. It is estimated that in all, 16 million men will troop to schools, polling places, and other offices to register their names. In the White House, the President is seated before the NBC microphones, waiting to bring a message to the millions of men who today will register. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Men and women of the United States, on this day, more than 16 million young Americans are reviving the 300-year-old American custom of the muster. They are obeying that first duty of free citizenship by which from the earliest colonial times every able-bodied citizen was subject to the call for service in the national defense. It is a day of deep and purposeful meaning in the lives of all of us. For on this day, we Americans proclaim the vitality of our history, the singleness of our will, and the unity of our nation. We prepare to keep the peace in this new world, which free men have built for free men to live in. The United States, a nation of 130 million people, has today only about 500,000, half a million of them, who are officers and men in the Army and the National Guard. But in other nations, smaller in population, have 4, 5, and 6 million men trained in their armies. Our present program will train 800,000 additional men this coming year, and somewhat less than 1 million men each year thereafter. It is a program that is obviously for defensive preparation, and of defensive preparation only. Calmly, without fear and without hysteria, but with clear determination, we are building guns and planes and tanks and ships and all the other tools which modern defense requires. We are mobilizing our citizenship, for we are calling on men and women and property and money to join in making our defense effective. Today's registration for training and service is the keystone in the arch of our national defense. In the days when our forefathers laid the foundation of our democracy, every American family had to have its gun and know how to use it. Today, we live under threats, threats of aggression from abroad, which call again for the same kind of readiness, the same vigilance. Ours must once again be the spirit of those who were prepared to defend as they built, to defend as they worked, to defend as they worshipped. The duty of this day has been imposed upon us from without. Those who have dared to threaten the whole world with war, those who have created the name and deed of total war, have imposed upon us and upon all free peoples the necessity of preparation for total defense. But this day not only imposes a duty, it provides also an opportunity for united action in the cause of liberty, an opportunity for the continuing creation on this continent of a country where the people alone shall be master, where the people shall be truly free. To the 16 million young men who register today, I say that democracy is your cause, the cause of youth. Democracy is the one form of society that guarantees to every new generation of men the right to imagine and to attempt to bring to pass a better world. Under the despotisms, the imagination of a better world and its achievement are alike forbidden. Your act today affirms not only your loyalty to your country, but your will to build your future for yourselves. We of today, with God's help, can bequeath to Americans of tomorrow a nation in which the ways of liberty and justice will survive and be secure. Such a nation must be devoted to the cause of peace, and it is for that cause that America arms itself. It is to that cause, the cause of peace, that we Americans today devote our national will and our national spirit and our national strength.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States speak to the 16 million or more young men who today register under the Selective Service Law for possible military duty. The President arose earlier than usual this morning to deliver this message as the millions of young men visited schools, polling places, and other offices to fill in the registration cards. Today's activity marks the first step in the selection of several hundred thousand men to begin 1 year's training with the regular army as provided by the Selective Service Law recently passed by Congress. The President spoke this morning from the diplomatic reception room in the White House in Washington.